Hey there, Grandma. Today is a very special episode. We will be making huge announcements, and we also have two trailblazing agency owners who will be discussing leaving a financial legacy. You do not want to miss this. We'll meet you on the inside. It's Willow. We got Monday, Tuesday.
Willow. Thursday, Friday, Willow. Right in the middle, baby, Willow. Come join the Willow crew, Willow. Right in the middle, baby, Willow. Yeah!
It's Willow, and it's time for another joke. Another joke. Here's the joke, guys. What do you get if you eat beans and onions?
Onion bean?
No, tear gas.
Bye.
I was going to say fart explosion.
Tear gas sounds better, Levi. Welcome to Winlow with Nama.
And Joe.
I'm Krista here, a.k.a. Nama. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nama of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kid, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live.
Love and learn.
While inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack, and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, it's Winlow with Nama.
And Joe.
And Koya.
And we are celebrating today because we have reached 1,000 downloads. Yay!
Go.
Yeah.
It is awfully exciting. We are so thankful to everyone. We started this podcast on October 11th of last year, 2023, and we have already reached 1,000 downloads. It may be slow, according to some, and fast, according to others. It doesn't matter. We've reached this milestone, and we are happy about it. Joe, what do you have to say to the people?
I have to say, every daily listener, every Winlow Wonder, everyone that listens to our podcast, I want to thank you for 1,000 downloads. Whoa.
Yes, thank you, Josiah. How about you, Koya? What do you have to say?
Yes, I do agree. Such a milestone. We couldn't have done it without you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your reviews. And I just thank God for this platform to be able to express and to be able to bridge the gap between grandmothers and grandchildren.
That's awesome, Koya. Thank you. And I would like to thank, yes, those who took the time to give us a written review, but also to you, if you downloaded one episode or even all 38 of them. We thank you so much, even to our esteemed guest. If you were a guest on our podcast, we thank you so much for sharing your story, and we appreciate you. We thank you, all the ones who even referred our podcast to others, those who have joined our group, our online Facebook group. Thank you so much for being a part of Winlow with Nama and Joe, the community. So we look forward to God using us more to reach the masses. And I want to take this time to shout out all the countries that we are being downloaded in.
Woo!
Let's go.
Yes!
We even got Ireland.
Yes, we do have Ireland, Josiah. You remember that, huh? You were intrigued by that.
Yeah.
So, of course, we are in the United States, and thank you for all of the ones that are listening from California to Maine. A good 89% of our listeners are in the United States, and then we have listenership in Canada, in Russia, in Spain, in the UK, Indonesia, Ireland, like Josiah said, and Mexico. And I would like to shout out to our last country of Jamaica. And a special shout out to the country of Jamaica. On Apple Podcasts, we have ranked number one 2 days in a row in the parenting segment. And thank you, Jamaica, for ranking us number one 2 days in a row. And I thought that was awesome that listenership in Jamaica, we have ranked number one, and we're still in the top percentage in the country of Jamaica. So, Yaman, we are reaching. And lastly, give a shout out. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Yes, Lord. As of today, we have published 39 episodes. I think that's an awesome accomplishment. What do you think, Joe?
It really is a really great accomplishment.
Yes. How about you, Koya?
Awesome. Fantastic. We have more to come. We just getting started.
Absolutely. So much more to come. And you know what, guys? I know God himself is our CEO, but I couldn't have done it without you, Joe and Koya. I thank you guys so much for being my co-host. I don't take it lightly at all. Someone who's in this with me. Thank you, Joe, for being my co-host. And I guess we allow your mom to get on at times, too, huh?
Oh, you guys are so modest.
We thank you so much. And like Koya said, we look forward to even more. Now, guys, I'm going to transition here because we've talked about our 1,000 downloads. That was such a magnificent goal for us to reach. I want to talk about now in this episode about leaving a financial legacy. That's one of our three pillars because, like Josiah says, our goal is to make certain we inspire you to laugh and live, love and learn, and then the third one is to leave a legacy. So for 38 episodes, we've talked about a spiritual legacy, but in this episode, we're going to discuss leaving a financial legacy and what that looks like. So we're going to transition now. I have two special guests that's going to join me. In fact, I've pre-recorded it. We have our own businesses, but they have reached the rank of marketing director, so they own their own agency. And I am so happy to be a part of this team, and you will hear from Glossy McGee as well as Janice Hardia. So stay tuned.
Okay, guys, I'm sitting here with marketing directors. We have Glossy McGee and we have Janice Hardia.
Yay.
And hey, y'all, welcome to the show. And excuse the background noise. That's how we are in the office. We love it. We love the culture. It's many people here and we just love it. So we're going to start with Glossy. Glossy, okay. Tell us, what exactly is leaving a financial legacy?
Leaving a financial legacy is making sure that money is passed down. You're not passing down debt. You're passing down generational wealth to your family. So many times we've seen families leave this earth and not leaving anything behind to keep the legacy going. And so that's why we're very passionate about sitting with families and sitting with individuals just to share with them on how to really properly prepare in you know, making sure that legacy is passed down.
Excellent. I love it. And we all know Proverbs 13 and 22 says a good man
or a
good grandma leaves an inheritance for their children.
That's right.
And speaking of which, I know you, Janice, you are a new grandmother. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
What's your, you have a grandson or granddaughter?
Grandson. His name is Mecca Jr.
Mecca?
Yes, Mecca Jr.
I love it. And what are you hoping to leave for Mecca?
So when it comes down to traditional wise, the reason why my name is Breaking Generational Curses, BGC, is because traditional, my mother, not saying that everybody's mother is like this, but my mother didn't have the financial tools to kind of leave me a legacy. And what I mean that most 18-year-olds leave the household without no financial stability. So when it comes down to actually building that brand and building that financial wealth that they need, I want to break that curse. I want to make sure that our children and their children had a financial capacity to be on any level when they turn 18 and kind of understand the logistics of financing and how it will really help them. So leaving a legacy for my grandson, well, actually I have 3 grandbabies because I'm a blended family. My husband, oldest daughter, have 2. I have an older granddaughter and a middle grandson, and then I have the baby. So just leaving that legacy for my grandchildren is key component to why I'm doing what I'm doing and breaking the curses of not being taught how financials actually work in the household.
That's excellent. I love that. And I love that BGC is breaking generational curses. Yes. I didn't know that. Excellent.
Yes. Yes.
Now, I really appreciate you ladies for explaining that. But Glossy, I want to ask you this. Because we have many grandmas that need what we have. They want to make certain that their children as well as their grandchildren are covered. How can they join a team, and how can they become a part, or even if not that, make certain that they're creating generational wealth or leaving a financial legacy?
Well, the best way is to definitely get in contact with you, Krista, because you're doing such an awesome job putting this information out there. A lot of people don't know. That's why myself and Janice were heavily involved in the community, because the community doesn't know. My mom, she taught me what she knew. If she had have known more, then she definitely would have taught us more in preparing to make sure that we leave a legacy for the families. So grandparents, even if you say, well, you know what, my child, they're not doing a good job in making sure that things are in place for their children. Grandparents can make sure that things are in place for your grandchildren, right? So if you're looking to leave a legacy for your grandchildren, your children, whatever the case is, get with Krista so we could set up some time and educate you on how to make sure that's done, how to create your own bank, how to have an infinite banking, meaning it's money coming in all the time, even while you sleep. And so, again, we don't have those resources. No one is really telling us that, so we have to find out the best way we can. And so this is one platform that I know for a fact that is a good platform that's going to get out to the next. Well, we can really, really hone in on the community and share this information.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Speaking of nation, now if they live in a different state, let's say Texas or Georgia or even Iowa, are they still able to build financial wealth? We can help them wherever state they're in. Is that true?
Absolutely. We're in 49 states, and then we're licensed in multiple different states. So that doesn't matter. That doesn't stop anything. So we're able to have that conversation. We can hop on a Zoom, whatever the case is. Nothing can actually stop you from getting this information. We have a wealth of information that we want to share. And so don't let being in a different state stop you, because it won't stop you if it's something that you want to do. So we're in 49 different states, and we're in your state to help you.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Glossy. Janice, thank you so much. I love this. So guys, I know you've gotten so much value out of that short interview. We will have more inside of our Facebook group. So I invite you to click the link below in the description and join our free Facebook community. In there, you will find more content as we discover and educate more families on building and leaving generational wealth. Now, my goal for the next 5 months, because I have reached 1,000 downloads, I want to impact 1,000 families in 5 months. So if you're one of those families, or if you know someone that needs this information, please click the link below and sign them up for an appointment or if you want to refer, just click the link below. All the information will be there. Thank you. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Hey there, Winlow crew. Before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children. We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.